You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What's trending?
What's Trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. The Royals get the sweep of the Pirates. Yesterday was a multi-home run game from Salvador Perez. Cags also had a home run, a 466-foot home run to dead center that cleared the outfield wall and then like the batter's eye wall as well. Ridiculous. The Royals are off today. Tomorrow, they welcome in the New York Mets, a 7-10 first pitch. We'll talk more about that series tomorrow on the show. But this team is now 46-48, two under 500, three back from the final wild card spot.
I mean, honestly, a lot closer than I thought they were going to be heading into the All-Star break. Big series against the Mets, and then obviously coming back out of that during that time as well. So we'll see kind of how that goes here moving forward. Next up on What's Trending, the Yankees designate DJ LeMahieu for assignment. Veteran infielder cut for almost $22 million left on his contract. We think sometimes like when they eat Hunter Renfro's deal, it hurts a little bit. That was only $8 million, but DJ LeMahieu cut from the New York Yankees. We'll see if he finds a landing spot. There was a stretch there, I'll say, that pretty much any player would have interested me offensively for the Royals. Not real interested in DJ.
No, where's he playing? Where's he playing?
Well, yeah, that's certainly part of the issue. unless he wants to come in here and be a utility guy, but that's traditionally not really been what he's done. The 36-year-old, I will say this, the 36-year-old is a positive WAR player this year, hit .266 with a .338 on base in 45 games. He's not been a bad baseball player.
Was he going to come in and play second base?
But, I mean, what are you doing right now there?
Right now, Cam Devaney and then Massey had a setback.
You know?
He was rehabbing from his ankle, and then he got hit by a pitch, and he has a hairline fracture in his wrist or whatever. That's why Massey's delayed.
Uh-huh. So, like, you know, I'm asking a question about, would it be all that bad out of there? I'd kick the tires, but again, right now, because the offense is going and things are flowing, I'd probably let it go. He also possesses zero, and I mean zero power right now, based on where he is the big leaguer.
Elsewhere on What's Trending, Kevin Harlan has signed a contract to call NBA games for Amazon Prime Video. Remember, the NBA TV package is going to be different. This upcoming year, games will be on NBC, also be on Amazon as well. So starting this fall, Kevin Harlan will be on Amazon Prime Video, and then Amazon, they're going to decide, though, between two-person and three-person booths for the NBA. Sometimes they'll have three, sometimes they'll have two, but it's going to be a new look for the NBA, NBC, and Amazon next year.
Next up on What's Trending, speaking of contracts for media members, big congrats to our guy Nate Taylor, who officially announced today he's heading to ESPN. If you had missed his announcement yesterday, he was taken off from The Athletic. That's because he's been given an opportunity to replace Adam Teicher as the beat writer for the Kansas City Chiefs over at ESPN. So don't worry, he'll still be coming on this show. He'll still be in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
Our guy Nate Taylor just moving on up.
Same beat.
Same beat, different different call letters for work.
Yeah, congrats to our guy, Nate Taylor. Lastly, on What's Trending, of course, we've been telling you about the Wittesons. Since we launched the Wittesons on Monday,
Royals haven't lost.
Royals are undefeated. Yep, they are. Sunday, we've got our launch event, Bobby Wood Jr. look-alike contest. Haircuts start at 10:30. If you don't want your hair cut, if you don't have the hair to make it work, we will have wigs that look like mullets, so you can participate as well. The prize, one of the prizes, at least we know of, will be Crown Club tickets for you and a guest to sit with Cody and I Sunday afternoon when the Royals take on the Mets. So hope to see you guys outside Gate B. That's Gate B as in Bobby, Sunday, starting at 10:30.
Trying to make sure that we can get a little TV time, not for selfish reasons, but because we're trying to make sure the Wittesons gets a nice hard launch coming up here on Sunday. We'll have other events throughout the year. This is just the kickoff event for those. And like we've shown you before, I was about to show you on the camera what it looked like.
Having some camera issues, yep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe
Drew's got his camera up. No, Cody's
Drew,
up.
You can put mine up, maybe. I don't know. Here's all the Wittesson gear to go with
Yours
it.
Is up, Cody, yes.
Oh, wow, look.
Yeah, don't flip anybody off. And that was weird when you were doing that earlier. What are you doing?
You did that once. We've got a short video of you doing that from a video stream. So what's the difference, you know? There. Now you have it. Now you have it forever, you know? That's not meant for anyone in particular. Mm-hmm. Just a general
lightheartedness. Who hurt you?
Lots of people.
That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. We'll get to a report from Mackenzie Nelson over at KSHB 41 coming up around sports and franchises maybe in Kansas City. That's coming up in just a bit. But look, the Royals have swept the Pirates. They have put themselves in a spot where they're just two under 500. They're three back from the final wild card spot. And the bigger picture stuff, I think, is still the bigger picture stuff. We all recognize that this is a week that doesn't change everything, that there is still a ton of work to be done. Can the offense keep it up this weekend against a quality team in the Mets? Can they keep it up right out of the All-Star break? Those are all questions that I have, and I'm sure a lot of you have as well. But as it currently sits, one thing that is really, really positive is Salvador Perez, the concerns that, hey, Father Time just caught up and this was going to be it all year, that clearly is not the case. I'm not saying he's going to hit like this the rest of the season, which is
not a sustainable pace.
But in terms of, hey, can he just like find it again? He's found it again. Okay. You know, so that's a great sign. Cags, it's two games, but boy, oh boy, what we saw last night in 466 foot home run was what we probably already thought we were going to see two or three times by now. You know what I mean? If we're being real, just with the expectation of the high bar that has been set for him as the Royals' top prospect and one of the top prospects in baseball. So now it's a full week now where the offense has looked really, really good.
Yeah, it has. And it's come at, and look, this is like the broken record on the good end. It's come because Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny are all hitting together. But there was a point of me this year that really thought, man, is this it for Salvi? Like, did he just lose it? And I know he's always like, someone on the text center is like, well, he's always been a streaky hitter. I'm like, yeah, sure, but
it was more than just a streak.
He's 35 years old or 34 years old, and it was the first 3 months of the season. I was, 2 months of the season. Yeah, I was pretty worried that age and Father Time, which has beaten a lot of players, had caught up with him and eventually gotten the better of him. Like, it was not a crazy thing, but now he's hit like 7 home runs in the last month. He's hit 5 last month. He already has 4 this month in just 9 games. He's hitting 320, I think, since June 10th. Now he's hitting 374 this month. He hit 300 last month. So obviously he is doing a better job. He seems to be back into his rhythm. And what's important for that is that's when all the pressure gets off. That's when it's easier for a guy like Nick Lofton to just get one hit. We don't need anyone at the bottom of the order. We don't need the bottom of the order to go 4-for-8 today in order to get 3 runs. We don't need Drew Waters and I know he's on the IL now, but Nick Lofton and Kyle Isbell to get us 4 hits today so we can maybe get 3 runs. No, we just need you guys to chip in. I also think that helps guys like Jack Caglione, who is certainly not just all problem solved because he had a 466-foot home run yesterday.
But he has to feel so much better the last 48 hours than he did prior. I mean, nothing was going right, really. I mean, like, the results were just not there. And that takes a toll on anybody. And now that the team is winning, the offense and the guys that they really are counting on are hitting, just go out there and play baseball. And now, for at least 2 games, it's just 2 games, but you're seeing the results of the hard work that he's been putting in behind the scenes, and you're seeing the actual results. And so today's I bet you today's off day is probably the best off day he's, like, there's been a few of them since he's been called up, but I bet this is the best he's felt on a single day off he's had since being in the big leagues. And I bet you it's not even close.
Yeah.
And it also had a great call from Jake Eisenberger last night on this one.
Falter delivers and Caglione blasts it. Deep center field. Cruz is back. He looks up. It's way out of here. Jack Caglione's second. second home run at Kauffman Stadium is a moonshot to dead center. 466 feet. 110.8 off the bat. Whoa.
Imagine if he really got it.
Homer for Jack Caglione. The Royals lead 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning.
And that was one of those home runs where you're like, my goodness, just, and yeah, it feels like maybe he still didn't even get 100% of it. That is crazy. That's that home run. That was the power we saw in the minors. That was the talk that everybody has had around him. That was awfully impressive last night. And I don't care if it's the Pirates or you do that in the big league game. It doesn't matter.
What do you think that feels like on the pitcher end when you just like when he hits like that? He's like, oh damn. Damn.
I mean, well, there's no hesitation. You know, immediately when there was contact, you didn't need to turn around and look. You knew that thing was gone. There's no reason to go look and watch if you were the pitcher.
No, you can probably just let that one go. I mean, it is like, that's an exciting call, obviously, and a lot of fun.
Jake Eisenberg right here on 96.5 The Fan last night.
It almost hit crown vision. This is as good as I felt about this team since the slide that seemed like it was taking him out of the playoffs for sure. But also, they're still just like, I think what I hate about this is like, it always comes back to the problems where you run into where you're kind of like a mid-level team where it's like, damn it. If you just let the slide be a little less bad, you'd be in a playoff spot right now. And we'd all be feeling a lot different about it. But now my statement is still, you got work left to do. I am excited about watching the Royals every night again. The games have been fun. Back-to-back walk-offs. Jackson,
I guess last night technically wasn't a walk-off.
No, it wasn't. But back-to-back late inning wins with a walk-off from two nights ago. But like all of the fun that comes with it. But then I'm left with a feeling of there's more work left to do. You've left yourself more work. You got to go out and take two or three against the Mets too. And then when you come back from the break, you got to do it again. And I know we're not going to get into all that today necessarily ahead of the game on Friday, but yeah, I mean, Salvi doing that, Cags hitting homers, only being three games out of a playoff spot, starting to feel pretty good again. The Whittison launch, you know, really helping things.
Yeah, they haven't lost since. I would love to sit here on Monday and still say they haven't lost since it launched for a full week. That would be fun.
That would be a lot of fun. Who do you think, I mean, Drew, what would a goatee look like for you?
Can you grow one?
No. I wouldn't be able to.
I can grow one, but I would need like 6 months.
The only thing that
I'm just telling you what I need.
The only thing I can if get is it, this down here or in a little bit of the mustache.
It all grows here. Maybe 3 months.
Okay.
Maybe I could do it. Because like this part of the goatee.
It might actually take me 6 months.
This part of the goatee, I could get gold. And if you gave it 3 months, this part would eventually grow. And I'm not sure it'd look great, but it would grow in. The side connection, I can feel hair there. I haven't shaved in about a week. I don't know, man. I'm not optimistic. I think 6 months is probably what I need. You could grow a goatee in a week. How's it feel? Oh, look at Alex. You can just grow a beard whenever.
It's annoying having to shave often, I'll be honest.
Yeah, because honestly, you'd probably enjoy it more if you enjoyed having facial hair more.
Right.
If you could just get one procedure that took 10 minutes and you never had to shave again, you'd do it?
Yeah.
Or do you want the option at some point in your life? But it's never going to go back. You can't get it back.
Oh, then just clean shaving the rest of my life. That's fine with me.
You're good.
For sure. Yeah.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
This is a pre-random question,
Is it? Know? Is it? We also have a snitch line coming up in about an hour.
Yeah. And multiple people, when I had said earlier that I had to do...
People want to know why you were on probation.
I've said it before. It was because
you was this the mailbox thing?
This is the mailbox thing. They put me on 3 months probation, and I had to do.
You were stealing people's mail. That's a federal offense.
That's not what it was. I hit mailboxes when I was 18 years old, and technically that time I didn't hit mailboxes, but in the effort of disclosure, I had hit them before, so I was definitely guilty of the crime I was charged with, even though I didn't commit the crime that day. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. And then I had to do, I was assigned 20 hours of community service. I only had to do 10 because some like wheeling and dealing. Well, here's why.
That's crazy. They give you 20 hours and they're like, you know what? We're also going to only do 10 hours of it.
That's not what happened. So I was working community service at, I believe it was Harvesters.
Okay.
And I was there for like 2 hours, like helping people get food into their car. And some guy came by and he was like, hey, I need people for Harvesters over like the distribution plant. Like running pallet jacks, like big stuff. And he's like, if you come over there instead, I am allowed to offer double time for the hours you work over there. I'm like, are you actually allowed to do that? He's like, I'll sign it right now. So I went over there to work double time for that guy for 8 hours, and then I was done.
Huh.
What was it?
Loophole.
I guess. I don't know. It seemed pretty shady.
Someone said their kids had to stop listening to the show now that they know about your past.
Now that I'm a criminal?
Now they know about your past. They're done.
Can I just have regrets?
Their kids can't listen.
Can your kids learn about regret and life and bad decision-making?
Second chances.
That leads to punishment?
Rehabilitation.
Rehabilitation. I haven't hit a mailbox since.
Mm. Well, it worked.
Not a single day.
I mean,
day.
It worked then. There we go.
The rehabilitation
Have you had
worked.
The urge to hit a mailbox? No. Okay.
I will say, based on the text that we've gotten today, I think snitch line might be really interesting.
Yeah, I would say so. 913-586-7965. Snitch line is around 110, okay? 110 or so today. A week or so ago, we mentioned the WNBA was announcing expansion, okay? And they have a $250 million expansion fee, which is a huge increase from where it's been. We all know Caitlin Clark is responsible. I don't think it's a secret at all for the growth of the WNBA. And over the next 4 years, they're going to add, Philly, Cleveland, and I'm missing the other city. It's not off the top of my head right now.
Denver? Is that?
Detroit, because that was the comment from...
That's right.
Sophie Cunningham was like, nobody wants to go to Detroit or Cleveland or whatever. And we're like, hey, you're in Indianapolis, and Drew got all upset. It was a whole thing. Anyway, Mackenzie Nelson, friend of the show from 41. She's also our team captain for our KC Current media game team that we're going to be on Saturday night. If you're already going to the KC Current game Saturday, stick around in your seat at halftime. You could watch Cody and I embarrass ourselves playing soccer. But Mackenzie is our captain. Anyway, she had a report about how the WNBA still is looking towards Kansas City, even though it's not happening in this phase of expansion.
Yeah, and I thought that was kind of an interesting approach. One, like the NBA is talking expansion this week. It's a part of their meetings. So they're kind of having some of those conversations. So for those who are like, I'd like to hear more about NBA expansion, because I did look at this and I wondered about the WNBA, because two of the cities they chose were cities in which the WNBA had already failed and failed somewhat recently. Not like the Kansas City failed in having the Kings 40 years ago, like a franchise that failed not that long ago in the WNBA. So why not include them? I actually thought it was a really good sign that in her reporting, it had said that the WNBA wanted to make it clear that Kansas City is not ruled out and that they take Kansas City seriously, but that they just didn't hit the rounds in this cycle. As you know, the Long family.
Mm-hmm. And Mahomes.
And Mahomes and the Long family and that ownership group, the ones who run the KC Current, have been big, big, big and hard pushing for a WNBA team in Kansas City. When I see that report, it just makes me think we're getting a WNBA team. It's just a decade away. Like, that just as long as the WNBA continues its current growth, and they keep showing the numbers they're doing, and you, for your Caitlin Clark card, probably hope for the same, or whoever's, going to buy it and sell it after you, hopes for the same.
Yeah, if anyone you want to buy the card, by all means, place your bids tomorrow night, please. Go ahead and start bidding.
Starting at 7 p.m.?
7 p.m. tomorrow night, yeah. If you want to start the bidding, it starts at 1,000. Just let's get it going.
You know what? Get the initial bid in, you know?
Yeah.
If you buy Alex's card...
You can come
locally?
Into fan club.
You can come into a fan club for sure. You buy it locally. I'll let you come in. That was exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
It's not even Alex saying that. It's not my card or my money, but you can come in for a fan club if you buy it locally.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Buy it locally. Notice, I'm not trying to get you. You're going to ask me for a plane ticket to fly in from New York if you're the owner of Alex's Caitlin Clark card. But no, I really do think that the WNBA is not as far away as we think in Kansas City. I think it's a realistic possibility. But that it's in that 7 to 10.
Yeah, 2032 to 2035. I've been consistent on the whole the stadium and franchise stuff until, and we'll know by 2032. But until the Royals and Chiefs have a conclusion to this stadium saga, I don't really want to talk too much, like in terms of like really getting excited or consider anything about a new franchise in this town. Need to figure out the financial mechanisms for the Chiefs and Royals and what that means for their future in the metro area.
Sure.
Do you think the reason why they're not getting one in this cycle is because of the Royals and Chiefs stuff that they...
I think it might
like
be
if they,
it.
If the WNBA approached the city and was like, hey...
Well, they have the arena already.
We have interest. I don't know if maybe the states were like, look... We need to try to figure out what we got going on here. Then we'll touch base with you again afterwards.
I think from the league perspective, some of it would be market size still. Like, they're always still concerned. With Kansas City, as much as it's grown, it's still considered a smaller market. And I understand they have teams in Indianapolis, which is a comparable size. But think they're adding Philadelphia. Okay, that's a massive media market.
Huge.
Detroit is still a much bigger market than Kansas City.
There.
So that's part of it. The arena, you might need some updates if they were to get a team, but in general, the arena is pretty much, you know,
arena's great,
good to go. We know they have the ownership group that's interested in it. So I think, like, if you told me in 2035, will they have a WNBA team, assuming the league doesn't, you know, stop growing the way it's growing, then yeah, I think we will. But honestly, like, just get the local stuff figured out with the Chiefs and Royals first before we worry about adding another franchise.
I agree. But also, I am a little surprised that when they went to go add those other cities, that Kansas City wasn't a stronger contender in this round, knowing the already shown success that Kansas City has shown for women's sports in the city. They got an ownership group and fans who go to a purpose-built stadium for women's soccer. And it is a very popular destination. There's now a huge development project going on right around that stadium under the same purpose. So, like, we've shown an ability to support women's sports. Well, so, like, part of me is like, why wouldn't you want that tied together? The idea that the Long family in Kansas City has shown an ability to support. Yeah. We support sports
in this
general,
phase, probably because the WNBA wants to be very careful about expanding. Like, they're having this huge momentum and Caitlin Clark's behind all of it. They don't want to add 8 new teams and be screwed in 5 years and hurt the value of the league and all that. So they're probably being very cautious. And then, as I said, two of the markets they're adding are much bigger cities.
That was why I asked what it was, because the WNBA knows how successful and good Kansas City is at the promotion of the current and the love that the city has for them and all of the things that have gone into that. I just wonder if the city, not that they hindered away from that, but they wanted to focus on getting the Chiefs and Royals stuff done. Cause I feel like I would, you know, we've seen how, you know, this situation keeps on dragging on and on. Imagine adding, well, we need to get into WNBA expansion talks as well. It just sounds like it'd be something thrown in there that they don't want to deal with right now.
Somebody said Casey won't need a WNBA expansion team if another team moves here from another city, but this is an interesting time. Why would you move a team now with the growth?
You would rather have expansion team.
And I'll just be honest. Yep. Teams, like, for the same as the NBA, if you are moving a team, Kansas City is not where you're moving it. I love the city. I love it for all the reasons, but for what Gold mentioned in market size, and I know that this happened with the Thunder once, so, like, it's like, well, it happened before. That's just, it's so rare. And the reason why, you know, like, the reason why Oklahoma City got it is because they were a temporary home for a team and it thrived because they happened to get a random test market that, you know, like, extenuating circumstances allowed, in my opinion, more often than not. You got to get a new franchise. A old franchise is not going to move here. That, you know, like, St. Louis didn't move to they moved to L.A., right? They tend to move.
Thinking of St. Louis, they tried to get a WNBA team. They had Jason Tatum behind their bid because he's from St. Louis, and they obviously did not get one during this round either.
Nope.
You know,
the only NBA team, because I don't know how comparable Charlotte is to New Orleans, but when the Bobcats moved to to New Orleans for the Pelicans and, you know, that stuff. But I want, like, if Kansas City got one, Cody, it would have to be like the Memphis Grizzlies have actually had this come up multiple times, then comparable relocating size, from Memphis. Yeah. Like, if it's comparable, I wonder if that's there's a jump that's not too far where even fans maybe still stick to that team. I don't know.
There's also a scenario where fast forward 5 to 10 years from now that you might actually be thankful you didn't get one during this first round. And what I mean by that, one, you'll know the league's more stable for sure.
Yeah.
In 10 years, like, well, we'll know whether this growth is sustainable. We'll also know, like, the talent pool continues to grow. And you look at the college ranks with some of the, I know, Drew, you've brought up Juju Watkins and others, but does that continue? Like, 10 years from now, is that pipeline still that? And if it's not, then you might be saying, well, thank goodness they didn't get an expansion team because the league doesn't have the same momentum anymore. Mm-hmm. So you'll actually, I think, have a safer investment if you are the Long family in this case. If, let's say, you have to wait 5 to 10 years to get a team versus getting one in the next 2 years. There's a chance that you will. Now, with that said, that expansion fee is going to go up from $250 million in 10 years. So you have to have a bigger ownership group maybe, but I just think from a city supporting it, there's a chance it could be a good thing.
Because the league would have grown.
Yeah. And you'll know for sure if it's stable or not. All right. Up next, let's talk more about rivalries in sports. What Lance Leipold at Big 12 Media Days had to say about a rivalry with one of the local schools, plus the random question of the day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Up here on Cody and Gold. We'll get to the random question of the day in just a bit. Of course, snitch line coming up in the next half hour as well. Hope you guys are having a great Thursday. It's Cody and Gold. Video stream back up and running with both of us, I believe, on camera. Drew has taken off the wig and everything as well. We'll take a break
from
that.
Flip off the camera together?
No, I'm not gonna do that on purpose today. Not today, you know?
We're above board now.
That's what I'm saying. It's above board.
Saw the big boss today. You know, everything seemed good. She didn't say, I'll see you guys in the office later. You know, we're square.
Let's talk a little college football for a bit. Big 12 media days.
You guys
days.
Were throwing some shade at, I think you guys were throwing some slight shade. I don't know if it was.
So let's get to the first conversation. We can get into to what I asked you during the break. So Big 12 media days wrapped up in Frisco yesterday. And Lance Leipold, the head coach at Kansas, was talking about rivalries in sports, and here's what he had to say.
Well, you know, rivalry games are what makes college football so special and in of itself. And I didn't really realize when I first got to Lawrence that the Kansas-Missouri game was more of a rivalry than Kansas-Kansas State.
Yeah.
But now with the two teams in conference, you know, we've got to do a better job making that a balanced one in the in-state rivalry. But to go to Columbia this year will be special. I'm sure there's a lot of people on both sides of it. They're going to be fired up. And to see some of these rivalries get renewed is special. And again, will be a great time, and we'll be looking forward to it.
So I think he's completely correct that, you know, what makes college football special is rivalries. Unfortunately, the people in charge have, of course, with realignment, ruined a lot of the rivalries in sports. We know KU and MU are going to play for the first time in over a decade, in football at least, coming up in Columbia in September. And it's going to be a great weekend with the Chiefs playing on a Friday night and then KU-MU playing on Saturday, NFL Sunday. It's going to be an awesome weekend in September. I think it's not even close, despite how long they haven't played football. Absolutely. KU's biggest rival is MU, and MU's biggest rival is Kansas. And there's historical context why that's the case, on top of the sports reasons and why the real hate exists.
Goes back to the 1800s.
When we talk about the stadium and the state line, that where the Royals are going to play or not play, or the Chiefs are going to play or not play, we see the texts all the time. A lot of you are just simply against moving to Kansas because you, quote, hate Kansas, right? Like that extends to this. So, well, Kansas State has owned KU in football. That's a fact. I'm a KU alum. I obviously recognize that. There's no debate, though, and I know this as a KU alum, that Kansas's biggest rival is the University of Missouri, and it's not close.
I think the only thing that almost changed it was the original conference realignment, because what happened then, even though it was lying to yourselves a little bit, was Missouri had to go to the SEC. Nobody blames them. They made the right choice at the time. But at that time, Kansas was like, you're dead to us.
Sure.
And they did that from an athletic department, too. Like, you're dead to
us.
We nothing you now. And, like, it wasn't true, but it was true because they weren't really playing sports against each other anymore. So you might be rooting for their downfall, but because they weren't playing against each other, I do think it lessened and lessened and lessened over time. But now that they're playing sports again together, and the other two had a chance to create the, like, big old rivalry that was lying to themselves, like, KU and K-State, the Big 12 really hammed that up. And Missouri and Arkansas, the SEC really...
It is a rivalry. It's just not the biggest rivalry.
It's the second biggest. Yeah. Yes. That's all. Yes. It's KU and K-State's a rivalry.
Of course.
For the same reasons Missouri and Kansas...
I mean, it's got its own name, so yes, it absolutely is.
No, I know, but like, I gotta be honest, like, I don't buy into Farmageddon. It's fine.
Well, no, Farmageddon's like, K-State and Iowa State.
I know, but I'm just saying... I'm saying it has a name, and it doesn't, like, move the needle for
sure,
me.
Sure, sure. Like the Sunflower Showdown does, or the Border War, especially in this case for MU and KU.
Much better name, by the way. That was the best name. But when you start looking at which position they're in, it all came back around to full circle. And I was at the very first time these two teams played together. If you'd only had to go to this game to do it. The very first time that these teams had played together in any capacity after they had left and they'd all said we're never playing each other was a charity game at the Sprint Center. There was half MU and half Kansas, and they divided them in the building as such. And if you went to just that game, a charity game that meant nothing in the standings, there's just no way you can't tell me that that's the rivalry. Leipold's not saying anything wrong. It's just K-State's biggest rival is KU.
Yeah.
It's a weird position to be in. Your biggest rival, you're their second biggest rival. So it kind of feels
it happens.
Weird.
Now, as far as the locals this year, K-State has the best chance to get to the college football playoff, and it's not close.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is not close. You and I, this is what Drew was referencing during the break. We were going through, like, obviously KU, everybody knows Jaden Daniels is their quarterback. So if I say name a KU football player heading in, most people are going to say Jaden Daniels. K-State, most people are going to say Avery Johnson. And because Missouri's quarterback is not Brady Cook anymore, and there's some uncertainty there, I was asking, like, how many MU football players can you know? Drew is acting like we were being mean, but it's just the reality of it.
No, I was joking.
And you hesitated to give us the answer as well until you got to their quarterback.
Bo Prabula is the guy that, I mean, Sam Horn obviously is another one. Matt Zoller's all, ironically, quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I don't know the first name, but Hardy, the running back who they just got in from the Sun Belt, is there too. But again, this is not... I host the podcast covering college football. Like, it's part of my, you know, thing to know some of this.
To know the locals,
if you're just a casual college football fan, even if you're a Missouri fan and you just enjoy, like, you're not too far in it, even Missouri fans probably couldn't name a lot of the players
I still think Missouri will win like eight, nine games.
They're over under 7.5. Yeah, the schedule's nice.
I would take the over. I still think they win 8 games. K-State will win the most out of the 3 locals this year.
It's a guessing game at quarterback is my concern. Because the text line said the same thing. Have you seen Missouri's schedule? It's a good schedule.
Last year, though, was when it was prime. Last year was prime for a college football playoff berth, though.
The weird part about this is Missouri's non-conference is tougher, but the in-conference is the exact same. For some reason, the SEC, I don't know why they did it, but in 24 and 25, the way that they did things was they would have the exact same conference opponents, but you just flip home and away. The schedule from it, this is the
but
thing.
But that's a big difference, right? But last year was more favorable for home and away, too.
This year, this is where if Bo Prabula works, if he's Brady Cook, he didn't even have to be better than Brady Cook. If he's Brady Cook and he's healthy, I think they can win 10 games and they can make the college football playoff because their 4 toughest games, 3 of them are at home. They play Alabama at home. They play South Carolina at home. They play play Texas A&M at home. They play Oklahoma on the road, which is tougher. But if they can get through, and they also, not to say that this is there's no excuse, but they also don't have a away game until week 8 of the season or week 9 of the season. They
Missouri's schedule sets up perfectly for them, where if Bo Prabula works out as the guy, or Sam Horn, whoever wins it, I think it's Prabula.
Yeah, some of their fans were not
definitely make the playoffs.
Some of their fans were not happy actually how front loaded the home games were on their schedule, just because of like for travel and then also the temperature and everything. Yeah.
What is the Kansas Missouri game too early?
No,
I would prefer,
it can't be any later.
They're not allowed to. The SEC doesn't schedule the or whatever.
Oh, we're the SEC. We only schedule SEC teams after.
To
September
answer your question,
6th.
Assuming there wasn't some stipulation on it, yeah, I would rather them be playing in October or so. When let's say both teams are decent, then you have even more hype. Now the argument goes the other way. If both teams, you know, if they're disappointing,
one of the team stinks. Yeah.
You know, but KU and MU, of course, September 6th at 3:30. Someone on the text line, you're lying to yourself. Someone says, "I'm a Mizzou fan. MU doesn't think about KU anymore." Stop lying to yourself. Stop. You're lying. You're just lying to yourself. That's just a big lie. Trying to act that. Come on. Now.
And look, this is what happens in rivalries. No, they both like, no, you don't. No, I don't care.
That's just lying to
yourself.
And
by the way, and no offense to you, Alabama doesn't think of Missouri either. let's be totally honest.
Sure.
All right. This is no shade, but we're going to keep it real. If it's a rivalry, Auburn has not been that great at all for the last few years. They've been fine or poor. Alabama still thinks of Auburn when they play that game. Like, you're not above them because the rivalry makes it that much bigger of a deal. Yeah. Where I don't know. The thing that's interesting, Cody, is that if this became a thing that happened every year,
should be.
And we know it was, what it could turn into potentially in the schedule is just like Clemson and South Carolina, like Louisville and Kentucky. All of a sudden, you put that at the very last game of the schedule, the season ends with KU-MU. I mean, I think that would be awesome because we see it where other conferences play cross-conference games against their biggest rival to end the season. If it turned into a yearly thing, then maybe that's eventually what it becomes.
It should be yearly. Like,
I agree.
Especially, you know what? Honestly, now more than ever, what conference you belong to and the rivalry associated with being in that conference and geographically aligned, that's out the window.
Yeah, the dam was broke on that a long time ago.
Yeah, but it's now, it's way busted now. You know, it's bad. And so, like, forget the conferences you play in. Forget that part. College football's got to find a way to maintain the one thing that they have different than other professional sports. Because this goes back to the same thing. If I wanted to watch a sport just for the play, I wouldn't choose college football. I'll just watch the NFL. Yeah, it's a way better product.
It's the same thing that Jay Billis said about college basketball. If I want to see good basketball, I'll watch the NBA.
Yeah. Yes. Watch it for that. I watch it for the rivalry
pageantry, the bands, all of that.
Yes,
I think
play every year.
Shout out to Joe and Gladstone. I think he has the perfect comp for this whole K-State, KU thing. He said, KU, K-State is like Michigan and Michigan State. They hate each other. Michigan State's biggest rival is Michigan, but Michigan's biggest rival is Ohio State.
Yep. Yeah. Bingo. Yeah, it's exactly right. All right, let's get to it.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew. Over in the text line, 913-586-7965. Of course, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. Live stream the show all 4 hours, every single day. Random question today is brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care. At KCUC, remember, you see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today. So today, I'm going to ask you a question about the clip that obviously went viral yesterday of Kirk Cousins handing them a headshot of himself at Great Clips in order to get the cut in the style and desire in which he likes, which honestly, if you've had a bad haircut, I kind of do get it. Like the idea of like really wanting to make sure you get the haircut you want out of there.
Great Clips.
Dude, he got a lifetime.
I know.
The Chipotle thing. Uh-huh. He got like the lifetime pass to get his unlimited Great Clips haircuts forever. So, I mean, man's living now, Gold, outside of it. So the question I have for you today is, we've done food and gas and those kind of thing, like a life thing. I want to know what service you get at least 6 times a year that you would sign up for a lifetime supply of and you think that you would get value out of. It could be 3 to 6 times a year, but I don't want you just saying like, well, I want Chipotle for life. I don't want this to be food related. I want this to be a service like a haircut. Like, is barber the one you would choose first?
I mean, it'd save me a lot of money.
How often do you get your haircut?
Every 3-ish weeks.
Yeah, see, I don't think I'd hate being an every 2 weeks haircut, but I'm not paying for a haircut every 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If it was free, and I would go every 2 weeks. Just your hair would just look consistently the same the entire time. Yeah,
we'd all go every 2 weeks if we could just swing the price. What's a haircut running you guys these days?
Depends on where I go.
Is this too personal a question?
No. No, it depends on where I go. It could be anywhere from...
If I go to the actual, like, actual barber...
Are we talking tip or
I'm,
cut? Alone.
What do you mean?
Tip included.
No, with total package.
Okay. All in. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if I go to Sports Clips, it'll run me 35 to 40. If I go to the lady that I was going to for a while, and admittedly I haven't gone in a while, out in Lee Summit, that was like a 55 to 60 plus dollar ordeal.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, mine's about 50. And I like the person who gives me a haircut, so it's not that I...
Someone said oil change for life on every vehicle.
I probably can say, I mean, that'd be strong.
Oil changes these days have gone up in price.
That's a
big
really
time.
Good one,
for the
actually.
Synthetic stuff, that's the... It's running like $100 a pop. Somebody will say, just do it yourself. We're not doing that conversation here, though. We're not about
the skill that you've almost talked yourself into getting into before. Yeah. And that is definitely one of them where I'm like, man, should I do more? Because I can do summer car repair and I used to do more. And then I got older and I'm like, I don't want to do this. I'll just pay someone to do it. Like, I can do an oil change, but I don't want to do an oil change. Well,
yeah, what other service, though, would you mean?
So somebody mentioned massages because they do one, like, they get them like four or five times
that
a year.
Great.
I mean, that would be nice. Somebody said
those are
house,
expensive too.
House cleaning. Mine would be lawn care more than anything else. Mm-hmm. I'll change, even if it meant I'll pay for the haircut. I'll do it. Like, if you told me if every 2 weeks someone came and did my lawn care for free, I hate it. I'm getting actively I'm hating it more every day. Every time I have to go out there to do yard work, I hate it more. And I'll do it. I'll trim everything. And I hate it so much. And I'm just like, I got to pay somebody. It's making me irrationally angry to have to do yard work.
A lot of people saying landscaping and mowing.
That's not surprising. Oil changes would be kind of nice, though. Wouldn't it be nice? I want one of the one, though, that I can do it like as a... Because you have like a car wash
thing. I thought my stylist was expensive. You guys are getting ripped off. That's the going rate. I actually think
that's the barber.
I think the price of the barber actually is very competitive. I really do. I don't... That's what it is.
Someone says I go to Great Clips, $20 plus a $5 tip.
So yes, are there cheaper? Is there a place you can go that is cheaper than the barber? Sure, but I'm saying for a barber, I think the rate's competitive.
I'll be honest, even if I think you're going to one of the like the chain ones that is like say at a level slightly above, like what you think of like a Supercuts or a Great Clips or those like mid tier ones before you're getting to like an actual.
If you're going
like,
to an actual barbershop, yeah, I think it elevates.
I don't think that's crazy, mm-hmm. man.
My brother,
I'd like to not pay that much. I'd like to pay $20, but the Great Clips cut. Hit or miss in my youth.
My brother's haircut is $70 before tip.
And that's in Florida, things are more expensive
his
also.
Barber,
maybe it's more expensive in Florida, too. And if you were in New York, I'm sure the haircut price would be double or triple.
Someone said tattoos for life. Hey.
If you're into that, for sure.
Somebody
that's
says
expensive.
Laundry. They want like a fluff and fold.
Just somebody.
Like they say they got three kids. There's two of them. They just want laundry forever. Wouldn't it be nice to just put your clothes in a bag and they just came back cleaned?
Of course.
Looking good.
Yeah.
I think a personal chef, somebody mentioned that as well. I mean, that would be, I think, the most ideal.
What if you only got it, though, like once a month? Is it worth it? Would you trade that instead of the haircuts? Let's say you get the haircut once a month or the personal chef once a month.
Oh, chef once a month.
But he only comes once a month.
Yeah,
he can't do a month's worth of prep for you. He can prep.
I know.
You a couple meals, maybe a week's worth. But
I think him making a week's worth of healthy meals, or even, I mean, depending on how you could freeze it, I think there's a way that you could bounce around enough meals that they make in that one span for 2 weeks.
I think I would all kinds of places. Maybe we are paying too much. Are we all paying too much for our haircuts?
It sounds like it based on these.
Everybody's
texts.
Acting like we're overpaying. Yeah.
We're overpaying? Other people go to this barber. I've seen other people. Get a haircut from this person.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like,
they do very well.
I'm not the only person paying this price.
The person who cuts my hair just moved places too.
I mean, the car repair thing would easily, because that's just not my thing. And like even today with the AC thing, like
you could do the AC thing. I told you, get on a YouTube.
Well, just
video.
The kit. I'm not saying like finding out like if it's I need a whole new something, right? No, the AC recharge kit. I would have to watch a YouTube video on. I think in order to do that.
Instead of hobby box of sports cards every week.
That's not a service.
That's just a product. Yes, yeah. I would also like a new laptop delivered once a month or something. Like, I mean, yeah, it's got to be a service.
I think the massage is a really underrated one too, because I don't know, because have either of you guys had massages?
I have, yeah.
Would you say it's worth the?
Oh, they're great
experience.
But they're expensive. I haven't had one in probably a year and a half or so.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
but
more recent than I was expecting you to say. I've never had it. I've never had a massage
ever.
I've never had one either, period.
You've not got like a massage envy place randomly for like a no. never.
I'm getting one next. I'm getting one later this month when
really?
when I go to vacation on the family vacation. We
nice.
We are going
you
to
spa day.
We are going
you and
to
the wife.
Nixon family spa day.
Yes, my brother also is coming along. My sister and her boyfriend is also coming. We are all going to go get massages. Right. So I am.
There you go.
And between all of us, I think only my brother has gotten a massage before. So I'm very excited because I think it is going to be revolutionary for how I feel because I've never gotten it done.
Well, we'll see.
I don't know if it, I don't know what type of massage it is exactly, but I'm just looking forward to having my shoulder rubbed out because my shoulder has been having some problems here the last 2 years.
That was somebody else who mentioned. They mentioned golf lessons.
Your shoulder rubbed out. Just please next time, don't just leave that whole sentence alone, please.
No,
I just say I'm going to get a massage. You can leave the rubbed out part, please. Please.
Especially in this climate.
Yeah, okay. Man.
Hey, I've been following the news the last 5 years.
As I said, I'm an open book, and there is one part of my body that is hurting more than anything else, and that is my shoulder. I think I threw my shoulder out like 2 years ago.
How open of a book would you be if it was a different body part, though? I'm going to say.
I would not
be
That's
not an embarrassing part. That's not an embarrassing part to admit is the most painful one, you know?
Yeah, but nothing else is painful right now. It's my shoulder.
Just say I'm going to have him work on my shoulder. Please refrain.
I'm having to work on
please
my shoulder.
Please refrain
done.
From saying rubbed out.
Dang.
Please.
Whatever.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Just as a general rule of thumb.
You know what? If you believe me for what I say, then it's not as big of a deal. Drew needs work on his shoulder.
Yeah.
I hope your shoulder feels better when you're done.
Yeah, yeah. I do hope that your shoulder feels better after getting
I guess
massage
I can phrase
meditation.
It better, but goodness.
Sometimes Jeez. You just don't hear it, you know? All I know is that the text line is very varied on the. We are all paying
too much for haircuts. They're saying.
Are you okay? So follow up question: are you happy with the haircut you're getting? Because I
That's
think we all
I'm very happy with
certain,
my haircuts.
There are certain things that I have come to discover that I am willing to pay the higher price for, like paint, like small things. Right, a haircut is one of those things that I used to try to be like. I want to get in and out of here for like $25 if I can, including tip. And I was getting enough bad haircuts that no longer felt like it was worth the cost. And I'd rather just spend more to get a quality haircut.
Drew told us earlier, he's like, I doesn't care how much the haircut is because he really shouldn't be here anyway. We learned that yesterday. So who cares what the haircut costs?
You can't
He shouldn't be here anyway, as he told us yesterday, the whole story.
Man, that was crazy. That was a whole different thing.
There's a greater chance that it does result in some pleasure.
Does this show talk more about death than all the other shows?
Probably.
Probably so.
Feels like we almost have to at this point. I mean, I'd be kind of surprised if we didn't.
I think there's a lot that we talk about more than the other ones.
Yeah.
I probably will not wear pants.
Somebody earlier on the text line claimed that the morning show is once again calling me mean nickname.
Yeah, I saw
What's
that
the
too?
Story behind that?
I don't know. I just typed it in. I didn't see it. The morning show certainly hasn't said that to my face. So, you know.
Are you saying you have beef with the morning show?
Hey. If they actually call me that,
beef
maybe.
With everybody, Cody, at this rate.
Well, my beef, it went away. Like, Karrington and I don't have beef currently.
Oh, okay. You squashed it. Nice.
Well, I mean, he hasn't retaliated since I made all those P. Diddy comments. So, we seem to have squashed it.
Wise.
I felt like it was even after that. If he retaliates, then the beef might be back on. But at the moment, we're good. Morning show, our beef seemed to have quieted down as well, but the text line earlier was claiming...
What's the nickname?
I'm not saying it.
What do you mean you won't say it? It's not that bad.
No, I agree.
I don't know what the...
It shall be nameless.
Really?
It's not...
It's very
like,
disrespectful.
It is disrespectful.
What did... Like... No, I don't see... I might even play... I honestly don't know what... I truly don't know.
I will tell you in the break.
Okay.
I found it to be a disrespectful nickname if that's what they're actually calling me.
You should come
in. You gotta go find the
tomorrow.
Audio, Drew. You gotta go find the audio of this.
You should come into work tomorrow and don't even say anything to Dusty. Don't say anything
Cold
to
shoulder?
Fesco. Don't say anything
to
Mac.
What if they didn't actually say it and somebody was just starting stuff on the text line?
I still think it'd be funny for you to come in with that energy
people
of...
People are texting in what they've called you. I see.
I still think you're coming with that energy of...
Interesting.
Don't
you disrespect me like that ever again. That's what you need to say tomorrow.
I don't even know what I did to deserve it.
Hmm.
I don't think you did anything. They're just being bullies.
They're just calling me.
They're just being
bullies. I think you should just storm in on their show tomorrow and say, you got something to say?
Yeah.
Just make it awkward for them.
I'll tell you this right now. The Cody Tapp IT camera services stopped, Mac. You're going to call me that? Oh. Don't you be hitting me up at 7:05 with technical issues. We'll make sure that this thing works at 10. The IT service is closed until we get some reference for why I am being called nicknames on the morning show. You know? But Karen and I, our current beef is squashed, you know.
Good for you guys. I'm happy for you.
At the moment.
Says he definitely said it. It was Fesco.
Man, they were actually claiming it was the
other
two.
Can I say the text?
They were actually claiming it was the other two.
Can I say that? And they've been saying it on air, so I guess I can say it on air.
I mean, I guess we'd have
to. Hang on.
They were calling them that, so obviously I can say it.
Though? Did they say it?
I don't know.
That's
where I want to hold off.
Okay.
It's only two people so far that I've now seen say that they said
this. When did they say it? Because I can.
I don't know.
I'll go research.
All right.
Because for all we know, they just texted somebody about it.
Oh, my God. People are now. I won't say them all on air because people are talking about some really clever retaliations we can do. And there's a couple of them that are just incredible.
All right. Up next.
Incredible.
We'll get to the 1 o'clock hour. We'll talk more about what the Royals rotation could look like beyond 2025. And we bring back the snitch line. 913-586-7965 here on Cody and Gold.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.